Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is that you are coming to us. I just want to thank you for taking the time to listen. Hopefully you are motivated and encouraged and possibly even learning something. But either way, please subscribe and like. Be the first one to be notified when a new episode airs, when we're done recording it. All that fun stuff. So it's kind of been a minute since we talked, and partially because I needed to regroup and redo my calendar and find some new topics that kind of resonated. And I came across one that I love because it is so me. And it's all about introverts. So I don't know how many of you can relate to me, but I really am an introvert. I've had people question that, but I am. And I'm proud of it because now I know that just because I'm an introvert does not mean I can't be successful, because it's all about your personality. Being an introvert doesn't mean I hate people, doesn't mean all the typical things that being an introvert means. You're shy, you're insecure, all that stuff. It doesn't mean any of that. I can speak today. Really, I can. There was a study done about introverts and their success. Now, I don't have the link to the study because Inc. magazine didn't link the study, but they wrote that our success isn't all about our money, our IQ, or even our education. So I spent all that money on education and it doesn't determine whether I'm successful or not. Great. But it has more to do with our personality. We can be successful because of our personality. Now, do I feel like I have the best personality? No, not really. I'm kind of insecure about that. But I still make things happen just because I feel like I need to. So what we're going to talk about today are three reasons why knowing your personality can lead to success. And I was really encouraged because I didn't always get the best grades. Now, in grad school, I did. I really strived for good grades, but in college, but in high school, not so much. Didn't really want to be there. So I tried really hard not to go about studying. I didn't want to do it. Had no desire to be there. Didn't care what my grades were. Didn't see a future in it. But it took some time and I got there. But what I did realize was that I wanted to help people. And I, at that point in time, I didn't really know how yet. Didn't know how I was going to get there, what I was going to do, any of that stuff. I just knew that there was a deep desire there to get there. So here's the cool thing. And we're going to talk about this for the next few weeks. Not just this topic, but introverts in general. There's a lot of us out there that don't realize our full potential because we didn't know we could. And we don't know how. And we always second guess ourselves. And all this other stuff that I'm learning is total garbage. So, first thing we're going to talk about is knowledge. Knowledge is power. And I totally believe this. The more you know, the more you can help. The more you know personally from experience, the better you can help. It's one thing to know it and to be able to help somebody, but it's another thing to really live it and be able to relate to somebody and help them on that level. You're so much more, you have a better impact, in my opinion. Again, my opinion. you know, there's no studies done on it. I haven't done any studies on my opinions. But it's the article makes a really interesting point that our personality, it's not something that's set in stone. One of the quotes, well, it's not really a quote. I kind of paraphrased it, but they say that our personality is not fixed or inflexible, which is true. You know, we can't change what we look. Well, we can with plastic surgery, but can't really change what we look like, but we can change how we act. You know, our personality, I know mine has changed over the years. I used to give in to the insecurities of what most introverts give into, mainly because I didn't think I was smart enough, didn't think I was good enough. All of these same things that as an introvert, we all struggled with. But it was through doing a lot of reading and researching and really getting to know myself that I realized people liked me for me, not because of what I knew or because I was an introvert, but they liked me for me because I had a personality. I'd like to say it was at least good, but it, you know, I mean, they liked me. I had friends. I still do. That came out really wrong. I have a lot of friends. So our personality has more to do with our success than what we know. Knowing our personality traits and our characteristics help us to understand our natural tendencies. And it gives us power over our future success. It doesn't hinder us. It's not a, I told you so. It's an aha. So now you recognize your positive personality traits and figure out what areas that you can be successful in. Because yeah, as an introvert, we can't be successful in all areas. You know, I mean, it's harder for me to go out and be a public speaker. It's huge. That is so difficult for me, but doesn't mean I can't do it. It just means I have to work harder at it. So don't let your introvertedness be a hindrance. Help it to really fuel your success while you're learning to overcome these different tendencies and your potential adversities. You know, let your natural tendencies take over. You know, let your imagination dream. Dream about, okay, if I want to do, I'm going to use me as an example. You know, if I want to help people, what are some areas where I can help people where being an introvert isn't going to be an issue? Okay. I was a veterinary nurse for a while. And that was great. And I didn't leave that industry because I hated it, because I really didn't. I really enjoyed it. I was able to work with the animals, not so much the people. It made me happy. Didn't have to listen to people. Because we're all pet owners. We all know that we can be a little biased for our pets, just like our kids. And trying to help an owner see that they were wrong, that their nice, happy little Fluffy is vicious and evil, it doesn't really work. It's hard, but it happened more than you know. But I was able to help people by helping their animals. And I decided, you know what? I need to do better than that. So I started helping people back in retail, back where I'm comfortable. I know retail. It's easy, you know, just smile at people and, you know, help them have a great day. So I started, in a sense, and I didn't even realize it, but I was mentoring some of the people that worked for me, which was amazing. It made me feel great when they would go on to accomplish their goals. It made me feel amazing. So I knew that there was something in that. I didn't have to be a public speaker. I didn't have to, you know, do all these crazy things that made me uncomfortable in order for me to be successful. I was still finding myself, but I was learning. So you've all heard that quote, know thyself. So that's actually deeply embedded in the Greek culture, you know, like the ancient Greek, maybe not modern, but I don't know. I haven't been to Greece, so I don't know. But it's about understanding what motivates you, understanding your actions, understanding yourself, having that deep awareness of who you really are. You know, self-awareness is huge, and it took years for me to understand who I was. But once I did, I was able to move forward and really go after my dreams. You know, I really feel like I'm in touch. And granted, things change all the time. We are fluid beings. So just as our personality can change, so can the you know, our world around us changes. And I just totally lost my train of thought. That's okay. It happens. I had a good one too, and it just floated right away. It went off in the waves. Yes, I can be a dork, but that's okay. So we need to understand what our motivations, what our actions, and how it influences people. So it's not just about how to empathize, which is hugely important. We learned that when we were talking about servant leadership, but also how to anticipate the actions of others. Again, servant leadership. In business, the ability to understand what motivates and drives us gives us an advantage. So that's, again, being able to know yourself. One of those things that has helped me is, and I have it linked in the blog, so make sure you go over there, and a lot of these quotes and stories are linked in there. But your Myers-Briggs test, it gives you four aspects of your personality. Now, I love this because it helps you identify your strengths and weaknesses, gives you insights on your personality and why you do some of the things you do. And in knowing that, you can overcome a lot because these traits aren't detrimental. These traits are actually positive things. So mine, just to give you, everyone is four letters, you know, and it's four letters. Let me go back a page. Sorry, I'm reading off the Myers-Briggs site so that I can help you a little better. There's 16 actual personality types. So you've got your extrovert, your introvert. Okay, so I am an introvert. You've got your sensing and intuition, thinking or feeling, judging and perceiving. Okay, so through that, doing the test on the Myers-Briggs site, I've discovered that I am, my personality type is INFP, which is, I'll give you, this is so me. And it was funny when I read it because I didn't really understand some of it. I mean, I understand the words, but I was trying to see how I fit into that. But then through time, I was like, oh my gosh, that is so me. So INFP is idealistic. Oh, first one is introvert, but I'm idealistic, loyal to my values and to people who are important to me. I want an external life that is congruent with my values. Curious, quick to see possibilities, can be a catalyst for implementing ideas. Seek to understand people and to help them fulfill their potential. Adaptable, flexible, and accepting unless a value is threatened. So reading that, I just started giggling because it totally describes who I am. And that's described who I have been for a long time. I just didn't know it. It wasn't until probably, I don't know, a year ago that I actually took this test. I don't know why I was kind of afraid to take it because I didn't want to know who I was. I didn't want to know. I don't know. There was this weird fear that I can't even really explain. But that little explanation was really funny to me because that is me. That is who I am. I'm idealistic. I'm loyal. I'm curious to see possibilities in things. That's why my husband called me Lucy for so long. I help people with their ideas to help to implement them. I want to understand people so that I can help them better. I'm adaptable. I adapt to not only my surroundings, but the personality types that I have to deal with. I think I'm pretty flexible and accepting. Don't always like things, but I'll accept them because that's, you know, you have to meet people where they're at. So unless they're threatening me in some way, it is what it is. And I'll come to them as far as, you know, their personality. But it's funny because that's exactly who I am. And I laugh because I didn't realize that was who I was, but it is. So I would highly encourage you to take the Myers-Briggs type indicator test because you will be amazed at who you really are. You'll get a better understanding of your personality, of your characteristics and your traits. And it's really kind of cool. So you'll be able to identify, this is number three, by the way. I don't think I told you what number two is, understanding other people better. So that's where the Myers-Briggs test comes in. If you understand your personality type, you can learn to understand what other people's personality types are and help them as well. So number three is identifying areas where you're predispositioned for success. So the picture I have up next to point number three is one of like a job fair. You've got all the different job titles. This one has pastry chef, script writer. Not the only ones I can see because of the angle. But, you know, kind of finding what you like. And that's what this is all about. You know, understanding your traits gives you better power to understand where you're going to be successful. You know your traits. You know your strengths. You understand your weaknesses. You know, it gives you actually a leg up. So just because you're an introvert does not mean you can't be successful. Like I said, I know multiple introverts that are highly successful. And I wouldn't have known that they were an introvert unless they shared some of the stuff about their actual life. You know, so just because you're an introvert does not mean you can't become a public speaker or a great salesperson. It just means you're going to have to work a little harder, but that's okay. You know, we learn from our challenges. We grow from our challenges, and it can, you know, there's things that are going to take a lot more thought than others, some thought and some consideration as far as what fields we want to go into, what ones we would be better at. But ultimately, knowing your personality traits allows you to position yourself to achieve greater success by revealing weaknesses along your path. Identifying your strengths and helping you to understand others' strengths and weaknesses along the way will help you to be able to help them better and more significantly, I should say. So check out the check out my blog and you will see these links to like the Myers-Briggs and the quote, Know Thyself, where that came from and the history behind it. And even the Inc. article, the Inc.com article. And they really are interesting, you know, to know that just because we're an introvert doesn't mean we're not going to be successful or that we can't be successful. It's quite the opposite. You know, I'm not shy. I'm quiet. I'm reserved. I'm outgoing, but I'm quiet. So I'm considered an introvert. You know, I love to help people. I love to teach people, but not in big crowds. I just don't like the big crowds. And that's okay. You know, it, like I said, it talks a lot about the Myers-Briggs was instrumental, I want to say, in helping me understand who I was. You know, even though these things are, these characteristics and traits are so embedded in who I am that I didn't realize that those were some of my traits, you know, didn't realize it. I mean, I've got friends from elementary school that don't realize that we're still friends. That's where my loyalty goes. That's how deep it goes. You know, I've got, and it's not because I don't like them or they don't like me. It's just because we've never talked beyond junior high. You know, some of my elementary school friends with, I went to junior high with, and then a couple years of high school with, but you know, they might not realize that we're still friends. Whereas I'm still loyal to them. They are still my friends. It's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, it'll be great to see them one day and say, hey, we're still friends. You know, they'll be totally confused, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, most of my friends, honestly, are the kinds the friendships I've built with these people are where we can pick up after not talking for years. We can pick up right where we left off. And it's not because there was any fights or anything like that. It's just we moved or they moved or something happened or, you know, nothing major in our relationship, just drifted. But yet we're still friends. So, you know, keep that in mind for you other introverts out there. You know, we are loyal to a fault, I think. But that's not so bad. That's not so bad. I enjoy my friends. I enjoy being able to pick up after 5 years and start talking about the same things we were talking about when we left off last time, you know? But being an introvert, like I said, it is not something that's going to hinder you from being successful. You can be successful. I'd like to think that I am being successful because I'm going after my dreams. I'm not allowing my introvertedness to hinder me. I'm going after what I want. I'm following my passion, following my dreams, and helping people, as many people as I can along the way. And for me, that's, you can't go wrong when you're doing what you love. And for me, I'm doing what I love. I love helping people. So jump over to nextevolutionconsulting.com. Check out the blog that goes along with this and you'll get all the links and you'll be able to read those other articles and take the Myers-Briggs test and have fun with it. So like I said earlier, we're going to spend the next few weeks focused on introverts, mainly because I'm one and it was really interesting to me to find out that I can still be successful as an introvert because that was that was, in all honesty, one of my biggest fears. But knowing that it doesn't have to be a hindrance has been a huge relief and a huge weight off my shoulders. So I'm excited to share the rest of the information with you, but you're just going to have to be patient. So make sure you subscribe and you like and you subscribe. I know I said that twice because it's important. So one more time, subscribe. And I will talk to you guys later. Hope you have a great day. Bye.